Hey there, welcome to the Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation, helping you heal your relationship to food, exercise, your body, and yourself. Welcome to another episode. My name is Alicia Carlson. I am a non-diet lifestyle coach for women. It is great to be here with you. Such a privilege and honor. And today I am very excited to talk to you about weekend eating. Also could be potentially weeknight eating, although I think sometimes those happen for slightly different reasons. Managing weekend eating can be challenging because for a lot of us, we don't have the same routines Saturday and Sunday as we do maybe Monday through Friday. Our routines tend to be a little bit more relaxed. Maybe there's more social gatherings or different events that we're going to that involve food. And the weekend eating slash weeknight eating is definitely something that used to be a struggle for me a whole lot more. I typically do okay now. And it is definitely something that my clients struggle with. I think one of the biggest things to think about when we are approaching food from kind of this non-diet place is to recognize that it's going to ebb and flow. It really is more of a practice or a dance. There are going to be some days or weeks where it feels like we are completely crushing it. And then there are going to be other times where it feels like we're constantly kind of missing the mark or we're not quite getting it. So first and foremost, I think I want to invite you to a little bit of like that self-compassion, the grace, the understanding. And again, just watch for perfectionism sneaking in. Watch for the all or nothing sneaking in. Watch for the way that we might be tempted to approach this like we have every other diet in the past. One of the things I noticed for myself when I really, even to this day, find myself wanting to kind of check out, whether that's with wine or Netflix or food or work or social media, a lot of times it was driven, at least for me in the past, from this feeling that I had just worked so hard. I had tried so hard all week long to be good, to do good on the workout program, or to follow the meal plan perfectly, that by the time it came to Friday, I just kind of felt depleted. I felt completely exhausted. I felt like I deserve a break. I need a break. And that was kind of the trigger or the catalyst for me, at least for that weekend eating. Now, this can happen even on a daily basis, where if it feels like you have been in sort of a pressure cooker all day, highly stressed, maybe a lot of anxiety, maybe really just trying to eat a specific way. So following your diet or your meal plan using willpower, by the end of the day, that feels pretty draining. It feels pretty exhausting. That willpower component is gone. So just notice for yourself, if you find yourself sort of leaning towards that propensity to just kind of have the what the heck attitude towards food, either each night or in the evenings after you've kind of had a chance to let your hair down, catch your breath, or on the weekends, just notice kind of where is that coming from. So some strategies to help you kind of stay on track with your nutrition goals throughout the weekend and even the week is to really plan ahead. So take some time to plan different meals and snacks. This can help avoid impulsive and unhealthy choices. So really thinking about creating a plan, but not from the place of like, I have to eat this, or this is sort of this thing that I'm doing that I dread, but really looking at how is planning ahead actually a benefit to you, right? A lot of times when we're kind of planning on the fly, we end up depleting that willpower even more because of decision fatigue, because we're constantly making all of these decisions. So planning ahead. For a lot of people, the weekends might be a time where you feel like you have a little bit more, like the luxury of more time to cook a home-cooked meal, maybe make a more elaborate breakfast or dinner for yourself. So maybe you can utilize the weekends and sort of plan some meals that you might not normally cook throughout the week. So that plan can be something that is exciting and that we look forward to. We just want to avoid looking at it as that dreaded thing that we have to do. So creating a little bit of a plan can be helpful. Keeping healthy options on hand. So for me, typically I am doing my grocery shopping on Saturdays. So by the time we get to Saturday, our house is fairly depleted of like the fresh food. So the veggies, the fruits, those kinds of things. Just making sure that healthy options are available and they are more accessible. So really stocking the kitchen, stocking the pantry with nutritious snacks, and looking for things that are going to be easy to put together for balanced meals is super helpful. Making those healthier options as easy as possible is going to be something that helps you be more successful more consistently. Where again, we want to try to put some obstacles in place or create friction for us when it comes to sort of those unhealthy or those less healthy options, the things that we're maybe not wanting to eat as frequently. Regardless of what you're eating, think about practicing mindful eating. So really slowing down, checking in with your body, noticing like what's going on for you, what's going on around you, and just paying attention to what you're eating and why. So asking, am I truly hungry? Am I purely just eating because I'm bored, because I'm stressed, because I feel like I need a little bit of a break? Or maybe even, am I just eating this because it's habit or because it's there? Practicing portion control. Now, I know that this can be a little bit triggering potentially depending on where you're at in your food journey. For me, I spent a lot of time counting calories, tracking macros, and doing it so meticulously, trying to do it so perfectly that I completely got burned out on that. But the reality is that practicing portion control, being mindful of the portions that we're eating, that's not a thing that we only do when we're dieting. For a lot of us, it can be similar to budgeting our money or scheduling our time, right? They say work expands to fill the amount of time that we give it. If we're not mindful about the amount of money that we're spending, then it's really easy to overspend. I think the same thing happens when it comes to food, is that if there's not a little bit of awareness around maybe a suggestion for how much food we should be eating based on our activity, based on muscle mass, based on your goals, then it can be really easy to just eat and eat and eat and eat and potentially be over consuming the amount of calories or the amount of food that our body needs in a specific moment, especially when we're emotionally eating or when we're eating because we're bored or different things like that. So just being a little bit more mindful and cognizant of your portion sizes, especially when you're eating out or you're snacking. You can use smaller bowls or plates to help control that. When I eat out, a lot of times I will request that they bring half of the meal already in a box to go. This way, if I'm still hungry after I get done eating, I can certainly eat more. But usually, what I find, especially if I slow down and I'm practicing more of that mindful approach to eating, about half of the serving, especially if you're eating out, is going to be plenty. Staying hydrated. So sometimes we can feel hungry when actually we are thirsty. Now, drinking plenty of water is great. I typically always have a water bottle with me. However, what I have noticed in the past several months is that I was drinking a ton of water, yet still always feeling thirsty, constantly having to go to the bathroom. So, yes, staying hydrated is partially drinking water, but it's also in part making sure that our electrolytes are balanced. So, what I have started doing, and potentially this will be helpful for you too, is we just buy some electrolytes. I kind of sprinkle it into my water throughout the day. That's really helped me actually feel more hydrated, feel like my thirst has been quenched more. I'm peeing a lot less. I'm not waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So, again, if you are feeling hungry, it can just be a sign, especially when it's the weekend, when it's out of routine. If it's not boredom, if you're not actually hungry, maybe you are thirsty. So grabbing some water, potentially putting some electrolytes in there can be helpful as well. Limiting alcohol consumption. Now, the obvious part here is that it can be sort of excess calories that we don't really need. But also what I think happens, and this is potentially the sneakier aspect of it, is that when we drink, especially if we end up kind of over drinking, that tends to either drive up hunger for specific kinds of foods. It also can sort of lower our inhibition. So we might be a little bit more likely to kind of throw caution to the wind and just eat whatever sounds good, eat whatever we're craving, but we also lose the ability to slow down, to eat mindfully, to really taste the food that's coming in. So I'm not saying you have to completely cut out alcohol. However, if that's a choice that you want to make, I fully support that as well. But just being aware of maybe how your behavior around food changes when alcohol is thrown into the mix, right? Do the choices that you make change? Does the amount of food that you make change? And just really being aware of that. Be physically active. So on the weekends, again, I think if you can create a routine or create a little bit of structure to your weekends, that's going to be incredibly helpful. Now, of course, my weekend days do not look the same as my typical weeks do, but I still have a little bit of a structure. I still have a little bit of a routine that just kind of keeps me anchored. Part of that includes some physical activity. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's doing yoga or something a little bit more gentle, but just getting some of that activity in, maintaining as much of a routine as you can is going to be really helpful. Think about practicing moderation, not deprivation. So especially if you have an event coming up or you're planning to go out to eat, or even if you're just eating sort of your normal foods, we want to think about moderation, not necessarily depriving. So this is really where we get to practice that all foods fit mentality, especially if you're not wanting to cut out entire food groups or you're not wanting to never have bread or a sugary treat or something like that again. It's learning how to be able to enjoy those foods moderately, not fully depriving. When we deprive ourselves, that's when we find we kind of teeter-totter between that binge and restrict, which for a lot of us, it looks like restrict throughout the week. So Monday through Friday, we're restricting, we're trying really hard. And then by the time Friday night comes around, Friday through Sunday ends up kind of being a binge fest. And then we go back into that restriction cycle. Whereas when we can learn that moderation, we can learn how to enjoy our favorite foods moderately, we're able to be a lot more balanced and we don't go to those extremes. Completely depriving yourself of treats and your favorite foods can lead to the feelings of deprivation, which ultimately ends up almost always resulting in overeating. So just thinking about that. Potentially finding some healthy alternatives or swaps to some of your favorite foods that you like to enjoy on the weekends. Now, if you love to go out to eat breakfast, that's fantastic. One of the things I will say, now I love French toast, waffles, pancakes, all of those things are great. However, they typically don't provide a ton of protein. So what ends up happening is we can overconsume on some of those foods that don't really end up leaving us feeling full very long. Maybe it triggers other cravings. Maybe you end up noticing a crash. So it might just be looking at what are some of those favorite things that you like to eat on the weekend and just how can we make it slightly better? Is it adding veggies to an omelet or to a scramble? Is it getting the French toast? Maybe you get the half order and you add something with some extra protein in there. So it's a little bit more balanced. It's going to help you sustain your blood sugar throughout the day. You're still going to be able to enjoy it and feel satisfied, but also feeling satiated. Potentially look at an accountability buddy or a coach. So staying accountable to your goals, sharing your nutrition goals. You can do it with a family or a friend, but also having a coach, having somebody that's kind of neutral, standing on the outside of it, maybe somebody with some experience or some expertise in this area can really be beneficial and helpful for you long-term as well. And then, you know, always coming back to practicing all of these things with understanding, with grace, with compassion for yourself, not beating yourself up, but really using every single opportunity or every supposed fail as an opportunity to learn and to grow. So that's where we always want to be looking for those patterns, the habits, the triggers, and just gaining some awareness. Like, why did I do what I did? What was kind of going on for me mentally and emotionally that drove me to take this action? And then what do I want to do differently? what are some different things that I can try just to sort of fine tweak it and tune it to you specifically, your life, your preference, your body, and your goals. So those are some strategies that you can utilize for both weekend eating, weeknight eating. Of course, we know that 80 to 90% of all of our behaviors are driven by the subconscious. So this is really where getting in there, understanding what's happening for us between our ears is incredibly helpful when it comes to changing behaviors. So often we want to jump to just changing the outside, changing the behaviors, and we don't really slow down enough to take the time to see what's happening for us at that foundational level. And this is where we oftentimes find ourselves repeating the diet cycle, or we might make some changes for 3 or 4 weeks, and then slowly but surely we end up noticing that we're right back to where we started. And this is really a key part of the coaching that I do with my clients. It is that brain-based transformation. So yes, we look at the habits. Yes, we look at the nutrition, the exercise, and you know, really that strategy externally. But we also start to explore what's happening for you mentally and emotionally, because we know that that is truthfully what drives those behaviors. So if you are interested in learning more about that approach, I want to invite you to hop on a completely free consultation. You can book your call by going to aleishacarlson.com/connect, or you can click the link in the notes below to book that call. And again, if you have not yet downloaded your version of The Strong Her Way, it is a completely free app on both Google and Apple. Please do so today. You're going to get immediate access to the Mindful Eating Project, which is a 4-week mini course. You'll access a couple different workout programs, and then we are constantly going to be building it out from there. So grab your free app, book your call. If this connected with you, if it resonated with you, if you are really looking for that additional support, then don't wait. Get that call booked today. Thank you again for spending your time with me today. It was a pleasure being here with you. And until next time, bye.